Blog Talk Radio.
This is good evening, everybody. This is Paranormal Talk. It's March 18th, and I'm your host, Annette Jones. And I was a little thrown off there because I heard some talking, and I'm not used to that. So, hi, Tim.
Hi, Annette. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. I'm looking forward to this. Like a lot of wonderful creatures and critters and dogs and cats to talk to, so I'm excited about that.
Well, good deal. For everybody that's just tuning in, let me do my opening again. Good evening, everybody. It's March 18th, and this is Paranormal Talk. I'm your host, Annette Jones. There, that's a lot better. That's the way it's supposed to go. My guest this evening is Mr. Tim Link. He is a wonderful man that can talk to animals and is also a Reiki master. He performs Reiki also on animals, which is a form of energy healing. And we're going to ask him right now how he got into that.
Well, wonderful. Well, thanks for having me on tonight. I do appreciate it. This journey sort of started about 4+ years ago. I had went to a training class just to learn about animal communication, find out what it's all about, and to see if I had an inkling of a gift in this. And boy, was I surprised. I had more than an inkling. The doors flung wide open, and animals that I met in person or had talked to remotely came shining through, had conversations with them just like I'd known them forever, and experienced a lot of wonderful, exciting, challenging opportunities with these animals. The way I take a look at this with animal communications is I try to bridge the gap between the human companion and the animal so the human companion can better understand what's going on with the animal, whether it's a medical issue, a physical issue, whether it is something that they're wanting or needing, whatever it may be that the animal is trying to communicate back to their human companion, I try to bridge that gap. And in return, it allows the human companion to express themselves back to their animal to let them know of things that they want from their animal, how they want to better help their animal. Maybe there's some behavioral things going on that they want corrected, and you guys can come to a compromise, and I'm sort of that bridge in between all that. So I've been doing this for about 4 years. I do quite a bit of work with all types of animals, any type of animal out there you can think of, I've pretty much done something with. And I do also work a lot with the rescue organizations. I'm the president of our local Humane Society here in Forsyth County, Georgia. And so I have a wonderful opportunity to work with the animals that we rescue and the coalition of all the other rescue groups around the area. So it's my life is talking to critters for the most part.
Well, and I can think of worse ways to spend your time.
It's a wonderful, wonderful way to do it. They seldom backtalk me, but occasionally they will. But that's where how the journey started, and then I went on and thought, well, how can I expand that actually a little bit further, and how can I further help the animals? So I'm always looking for new ways of learning, see if there's additional gifts that God grants to me that I can help the animals. And so I went and learned a little bit about Reiki energy healing, which is a form of, as you mentioned, energy healing that you can use on humans as well as animals. It's better known to most people are using it on humans, but it's becoming more and more recognized that you can use the same energy healing on any living vibration out there. whether it is human, animal, or even plant form.
Right.
So I studied the Reiki ways and became activated and learned how to use that and started teaching myself how to use it on the animals and completed my studies and became a Reiki master. And now I use that in conjunction with my animal communication with the animals. So I can get a feel for what's going on, help provide energy to the areas that need it within the animal, identify medical issues, even though I'm not a veterinarian or a doctor, make that clear. But I can find areas that are causing them that are making them at ease to try to lend them some comfort and some energy.
Yeah, and we do have a couple of animals that people have sent us pictures of for you to focus on tonight. That may need some Reiki. So there's at least two that will probably need at least a little bit. But we will get to those. Now I'm going to tell everybody the call-in number is 646-915-8522. If you have any questions for Mr. Link, or especially if you have sent in a photo for him to focus on, give us a call, because I know he'll want to talk to you, too, if you did send in a photo. And again, that number is 646-915-8522. And do please remember, you can only call in during the live broadcast on Tuesday night. If you're listening to the archive, it's too late for this week. Call back next week during the live broadcast. Okay, so now you work in the Atlanta area, correct? That's where you're based?
Yes, that's where I'm based. I'm based just north of Atlanta, and most of the opportunities I have are in and around this area, but I do have customers spread throughout the U.S. as well. So this is obviously, as we're doing the radio show today, people will think,
right.
Well, how in the world can he do that all the way from Atlanta? Well, it does work, and I've had great success with it, and it's a wonderful opportunity. I obviously love to be in person with the animals because I can share their love and share their energy in person, but I can get the same vibrations and that same energy level back from them as we open up a communication channel between the two of us.
Okay, excellent. Well, let's go ahead and get started if you're ready.
I am ready.
Okay. Now, everybody, you can look at the animals that Mr. Link is talking to tonight and that we're talking about tonight by going to www.mytarotdreams.com/pets. And I'm just typing that into the chat room so that everybody in the chat can have a look. Again, that address is www.mytarotdreams.com/pets. Okay, now we're going to start with my dog because I'm just selfish that way. I got to go first. Okay, now, and of course, my dog's picture. He's the cutest dog in the whole wide world, and his is the very first picture on that page as well. he's a red heeler mix. He's a little over a year old. And we did talk about him a little bit when I called you on the phone last week.
Right.
And we talked about the fact that he doesn't seem to like anybody but me and my daughter. And I was wondering if you could talk to him and kind of see what was up with that.
No problem. I can definitely do that. So Copter's energy is very, very strong. And so he's more than ready to talk. He's wanting to know what's going on. So the way I try to do it is, the questions that you have regarding why doesn't he like other people? Why is he close to you and your daughter? And what he's feeding back to me is the fact that he does have a strong bond between the two of you. And he is there as your protector, not only as a physical parameter protector, to protect you against things that are coming into your house or your world, but emotionally as well. So I'm guessing there's some situations there with Copter that did he come in to your life at a time when there were other things leaving out of your life?
Well, another pet had passed away right before we got him, about a month or two before we got him.
Okay. So Copter's saying his role is of the protector, and the protector of, and he's showing me that not only the boundaries of where you live, you know, he's showing me sort of the outside in a house also, but he's also showing me that he is the protector of you emotionally as well. So if there are things that he thinks are going to upset you or get you out of discourse, he is there to try to bridge that over.
Okay.
And so when he's putting up those shields around other people that he feels may, and those people may have perfectly good, you know, you may love them, they may be a big part of your life, but he wants to make sure that he checks them out first because he is your protector. He is your emotional protector and your physical protector as well.
Okay. Now, is he more, does he seem to be more protective of one or the other of us?
Well, he seems to be protective of your daughter, and it, how old is your daughter?
She's 20.
Seems like there's a connection there. He's trying to tell me about her. Does she have a child, or is she contemplating that?
No.
No. He's telling me something about a small child.
She is small. She's just not she's just not a little kid.
Right,
she's
right.
She's a small person. She's only like 4'10". She's small.
Okay, so she's petite. Yeah, he's talking about small child, making sure he's there. But there's a very strong connection between the two of you. And he's going to be there for you as a bridge for things that you are trying to now accomplish in your life.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Because he's showing, yeah.
Is he telling you anything else, anything not related to the question I had, or?
He's wanting to know when you're going to move or if you're going to move. Have you talked about moving to a different place?
Yeah, actually, my daughter's been thinking about moving.
Yeah, he's okay with that. He's interested. He wants to know when you're going to do it. So there must be a lot of conversation about it on in and around him.
Right.
So he's like, you know, just tell me, you know, tell me when, and I'll pack up my toys and we'll be ready to go.
Okay, that works for us.
Which is a good thing, because that could be a pretty traumatic time for an animal, worrying where their new place is going to be. But yeah, he seems to be going with the flow with everything.
Okay, cool. And he's feeling okay, no health problems.
No, I don't feel anything negative around him. His energy flow is good. He's vibrant. He's going to be spunky. He's a spunky little guy, and he wants to make sure that he's there as the protector.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. Now I've got a call here from the 513 area code.
Quiet.
You're unmuted. Hi, is this Carrie?
This is Annette. Or this is Melissa, Ned.
Oh, Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Sorry about that. I was thinking of you and just said I was you. I was trying to make sure I could get through for Carrie and John.
Oh, okay.
I do have a question while I have you on the phone, though.
Okay.
I didn't send a picture of my dog, and everybody's kind of little, they're nervous of my dog that I've had for about 3 months. And she's a pit. She's an American Bull Terrier, and I'm nervous with her about my daughter for some reason, and I don't know why, because she's a puppy, so she'll jump up and play. What do you guys think about that?
So you got a young pit terrier there, and you're concerned about how she's going to react to your daughter.
Right, because like I said, sometimes I think she's playing, but it does, because the first thing that comes through my mind is aggression,
mm-hmm. Well,
and I don't know why.
Okay, so I could go out on a limb and probably guess why, because just hypothetically here, we know that when we talk about the breed of a pit, or pit bull, as we say, you know, they're right now, they've got such a bad rap.
Right.
Due to people treating them poorly and treating them in the manner that they shouldn't be treated in.
Right.
And I was talking to a colleague of mine the other day and discussing about how, you know, pit bulls were, when I was growing up, it was the Doberman Pinscher. You know, ooh, be careful
right.
of the Doberman Pinscher. And now you don't even hear about being aware of the Doberman Pinscher. So my hope and belief is that we're just going through a phase with these wonderful creatures, and they are actually very, very loving
yes, they are.
Creatures.
They are.
Yeah.
Now, I can attest to that because I have had, throughout my lifetime, I have had two different pit bulls as pets, and they were wonderful. They were great with kids. You know, it all depends on how they're raised. If they're raised to be killing machines, that's what they're going to be.
Exactly.
So if you raise them with love and care, they're going to be loving, caring dogs. So, you know,
and she comes from an excellent breed. Her breed is absolutely excellent. In fact, my family members they breed pits, and they've never had fighting dogs or aggressive dogs. They all have children, but I still was nervous with her because of her breed. So I think that weighs heavy in the back of my mind, and I didn't know if I was just overreacting or if someone else can say to me, I think she'll be okay. She's in a good home, and she's loved. I'm just kind of looking for reassurance.
Yeah, that's all you can ask for. Give her the love and give her the attention she needs, especially in these young years. You can work with her and better understand what her purpose and mission is here. It's a great opportunity for her to work with you and with other small children that may be around. The thing you want to keep in mind is that animals feed off of where we're at in our energy field. So if we're in a very positive, stable, non-nervous state, then they're going to feed off of that and be very positive and not nervous and anxious. But if we're feeding negative energy to them, as I'll call it, and we're worried and we're always concerned about what's going to go on, they're going to pick up on that as well and start to react to that. So you got to get to a good comfort level with her that everything's good. You've got an opportunity here to have a new family member that can fit in and find their role, and there's no nervousness around. All those preconceived thoughts, get them out of your head because you're on have a great opportunity to bring a positive, beautiful creature into maturity.
Okay.
Perfect. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure,
you're
no
welcome.
Problem. We do have another call.
Bye-bye,
Melissa. Thanks for calling. We do have another call from 513 area code. I'm hoping that this is either John or Carrie.
Hi, Annette. It's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Carrie. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thoughts are yours. Because you did send in photos.
I did.
The three pugs are hers.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. I love pugs.
They're great.
They're such full of energy and mischief, and they always like to be. Do your three babies, are they always with you?
Oh my gosh, they're Velcro.
All the time, yes.
Constant.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I see you got them all dressed up to go to the ball too.
That's great.
Well, that's great. Well, who do we want to talk to first?
Nikki.
Nikki.
Mainly, yeah.
Did you look at the page, Carrie? Did I identify them correctly?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
You did.
Okay, good.
Now, just to give a little background on Nikki, she has been having seizures for a year and a half or more. Gosh, 2 years. Some pretty bad ones. She's been in the vet and, you know, for weeks at a time on Valium drips, and it's been terrible for her, and right now she's on a ton of medication just to control them, and I just kind of, you know, want to know how she feels about being sick, how she feels about the medicine she's on, how she feels about us, the care we give her.
You know, as a matter of fact, as you were saying all that, I felt really nauseousness. I felt really nauseous coming from Nikki, and she just, it seems like it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
So is it multiple medications or just constant? Yeah, she feels it's too much. It's really making her really nauseous. I don't know if she's having any issues with keeping her food down or anything because of medication or diarrhea, but yeah, it's really nauseous. So I would, I know we got to control the seizures. Let me ask you this on the seizures. Have they done any blood work to check on food allergies?
No.
I would encourage that. I would encourage you to do a full scan for food allergies.
Okay.
The reason I'm saying this, I've got two schnauzers,
mm-hmm.
and my little boy Buzz 2 years ago developed what they call chewing gum seizures.
Oh, really?
Where it's almost like you're out in the freezing cold and your teeth are chattering all the time.
Yeah.
So out of nowhere, he would do this.
Mm-hmm.
So not to the degree of where you're at, but it was, mm-hmm. It's still something to be concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
And so the doctor said, well, get him on a more bland diet. Get him on, the vet said, get him on chicken and rice.
Mm-hmm.
So we got him on chicken and boiled chicken and rice, and he immediately started throwing up everywhere, just
mm-hmm.
vomiting everywhere. And so it got worse. So we thought, something's got to be going on with the food. It just doesn't seem right. He's telling me something with the food. So we did a full allergy scan on both the schnauzers, their brothers, Buzz and Woody. Come to find out, they are allergic to virtually every food out there, it seems.
Really?
And they're polar opposites.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, who was taking the chicken and rice, is allergic to chicken and rice.
Yeah.
Woody's allergic to fish and carrots and some other items.
Mm-hmm.
But the point to it is after we did these tests and determined what items that they could eat, we determined that they could eat beef
mm-hmm.
and they could eat certain vegetables.
Yeah.
We put them on those type of diets, and we haven't had a single seizure since.
That's great. Well, I would definitely, think about doing that. But with her, what we've been told, and it was just along the line that you were talking about, is that she picks up on our stress level and her own, and we have quite a bit of stress in our lives as far as illnesses and things like that going on in our family.
Yep.
And anytime we'd travel, she'd go into seizures. But it's like she picks up on how we feel, and it triggers seizures.
It's
crazy.
Well, no, it's actually very, very sane if you think about it, because with her, and that was the other thing she was telling me also, is that she's worried that you're worried.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said, worried to worry is what mm-hmm. she gave me, worried to worry.
Yeah.
She's feeding off of that.
The other thing is I just kind of wanted to know how she feels about how we're taking care of her, if she's happy with what we're doing for her.
She's very happy with you guys. She loves you and she wants to please you, and that's why she is. When you worry about her having seizures
mm-hmm.
and getting sick frequently,
mm-hmm.
she's worried that she's laying you down because she's having those.
Right.
So you need to reaffirm with her that it's okay. We understand. We're going. She feels that you're doing what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Though the medications are really making her nauseous. So
okay.
There's any way of trimming those back down. Maybe go in with some homeopathic or flower essences to help.
Okay.
Help control that would be better, but
you've
got to get yourself to a very positive state of mind with her and tell her it's okay. It's okay if you do this, or it's okay if you feel a little sick. Just let us know, and we're happy with it. We want to treat you treat you well, and we want to take care of you, and we love you. We're not going to worry anymore, so don't you worry anymore.
Okay.
So,
just quickly then, I wanted to get to Vito and Mia.
Sure.
I don't have any real specific questions about Vito, just in general.
Yeah, he feels very, very healthy. Has he had any nose allergies or eye allergy type things?
He's got runny eyes.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm getting. He's just giving me, it's just allergies. I don't think it's anything you necessarily can do. He's
mm-hmm.
very sensitive to, I don't know if you do any candles or anything.
Oh, we smoke.
Okay, yeah. He's got some allergies. So
okay.
As long as he has some, some pollutants or some maybe grass. I don't know if there's particular grass he's allergic to, but you'll see some sneezing or some runny eyes. So just keep an eye on that to make sure it's not any any crustacean comes out or any other mucus that comes out of his eyes. As long as it's just fluids,
okay.
He's going to have those allergies. But he's feeling good. Other than that, he's the guy, isn't he? He's the man of the house. He parades through the. He showed me he's parading through the house like he is. He's all that.
Like he's the king.
Yeah, he is the king. You're absolutely right. So he showed me the prancing that he does. So he's in good shape. He's a good boy.
Good.
And then we have
Mia. She's our brand new girl, and I just kind of wanted to know what her past. Her past life before us, if she was in a good home and if she's happy here with these guys.
You've only had her a short period.
Yep.
How long has she been with you?
Gosh, maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah, she said she... Have you explained to her why she's with you?
No.
Yeah. Sit down and have a conversation, because she's a little confused about why she's there and what her role is within the group.
She's
you already had two more just like her.
Within the 3 weeks, we've moved from Chicago to Cincinnati, too. And we're not even living in our own home yet, and it's... So, I mean, as soon as we got her, she didn't even have a stable home. So, but she seems like she's doing great.
Yeah, I would just sit down with her and actually, and you see, you can have these conversations too, and you can do it mentally, just mentally projecting what you want to tell her,
okay,
as well as verbally telling her as well. She'll understand both methods,
okay,
and let her know that, you know, why she's here and how she came to you, and you're excited about having her there, and what her role is, you know, what she can do.
Okay.
You know, you've already got. You know, one that's a little bit of a with Nikki, who struggles with the health issues, and then
yeah,
we've got Vito, who sort of runs the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Mia could very well be there to help Nikki out through all
the
challenges.
Well, that's what we were just thinking too.
Yeah,
because she was just sort of laying around by Nikki because Nikki was throwing up a few minutes ago,
mm-hmm,
and just kind of laid right next to her and was kind of like mommying her. So,
yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Now, you hadn't planned on getting Mia, had you?
No.
No. There you go. Yeah. So, you know, when we talk about animals, we always say, well, let's, you know, I think I want a dog. I want to go out and get a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what really happens is if you plan on getting a dog or you don't plan on getting a dog or a cat, whatever it may be,
mm-hmm,
they pick us.
Mm-hmm.
So they put that energy out that I know the home and the family I'm supposed to be with.
Mm-hmm.
When they come to the door, I will let them know. Or whenever the situation arises, I'll let them know.
Mm-hmm.
So she's there for a purpose, and I think it very well could be to get Nikki in a better situation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, too, and enjoy those. I hope you're not Cubs fans, because I'm a huge Reds fan.
We're Reds fans.
All right. Yeah. I was telling my father-in-law today, I said, the Reds are in first place. Say that at least for another week.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you, and thank Annette. Thank you, Annette.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. You have a good one. All right, we got lots of phone lines open, so if anybody else wants to call, the number is 646-915-8522. And, of course, if you have just general questions for Mr. Link, you can post them in the chat room. Just please remember to type them out in red so I don't miss them, because we've got quite a few people in the chat room right now. We've got 1, 2, 3 people logged in as guests. So I don't know their names. So hi, guests. You can register as a listener at Blog Talk Radio. That way you can participate in the chat. We've also got NNYPRS Merrill. Welcome to the chat. We've got Eddie. Welcome. We've got Keisha, John, Vince, Gordon Lee, Carrie, and Melissa also in the chat room. Thank you, everybody, for coming. If you want to call in, again, the number is 646-915-8522. And especially call in if you send in a photo for Tim to focus on. And before we take a short commercial break, Tim, why don't you go ahead and shout out your website address so people can check out what it is you do. And
wonderful. Well, thanks, Annette. Appreciate that. So the website is wagging-tails.com. So it's www.wagging-tails.com. So keep in mind, that's the tails that the animals tell me, because every animal has a tail.
Okay. All righty. And we'll be back in about a minute and a half.
Yo, I don't know, son. I think that big dick shit's a lot of talk. Hey, yo, this is John from Hip Talk. Is it the style we have or the way that we walk? I'm not sure what it is that keeps you on the dial, but Loon and Vince, yo, they got mad style. Whether they talking sports, current affairs, or whatever, you gotta peep this show, because this show is clever. Hey, yo, this is John from Hip Talk Radio. Make sure you check out my homeboys Insanity and my homegirl Loon every Thursday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Vince and Loon Live.
Yo, that's what's up, old people.
Interested in ghosts? Interested in ghosts? UFOs? How about the occult? Are you psychic? Would you like to find out? Well, if you're intrigued by the world's curiosities and all that is paranormal, then Paralore.com is a place for you. Create your own profile, start a photo album, write a blog, or just hang out and watch countless hours worth of paranormal videos while chatting with other Paralore members. Who knows? You could win a prize or two if you're quick and brave enough. It's all here, and it's all free. Visit www.paralore.com and join today. Again, membership is free, and we know you won't be disappointed.
Have you ever felt lost and not known which way to turn? Are you having problems with a relationship, finances, or troubling dreams? I'm Annette Jones, and I'm inviting you to visit mytarotdreams.com, where you'll find the guidance you need to create a happy, successful life. In addition to phone or email consultations, you'll find many useful and fun tools all designed to help you live the life of your dreams. mytarotdreams.com, your source for insightful tarot readings, dream interpretations, and more.
Okay, and we're back, and we're talking with our own Dr. Doolittle, Tim Link. He can talk to the animals. He can tell you what's on their mind, what's troubling them. And we do have a question in the chat. John wants to know if you have to have a picture to focus on.
Good question. No, I don't have to. If I'm not there in person, I prefer to have a picture, especially one that has a great view of their eyes, because I'm a big believer in the old saying that the eyes are the ones of the soul, and it helps me form a very strong connection. I can do a better energy scan with them with a picture. But no, by all means, the caller before, I guess it was the mother of the lady who called in just before this commercial break, didn't have a picture of her pit and pit bull,
right.
And so we were able to give a little bit about help there as well. So I can do it. It just helps me out a little bit more.
Okay. All right, and we do have a call on the line. Caller from the 518 area code, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing, Annette? This is Napers Merrill. Hi, how are you? Noticed your post on the MySpace Paranormal group. I thought I'd check out your show.
Oh, thanks.
And I just wanted to share with your guest the story of how my dog chose us.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Well, it's really quite interesting. At least we feel so. we first saw him. He was kind of a stray out near my mother-in-law's kennel. And I've got four children, and they saw the dog, wanted to take him home, but my wife had to go to her karate class and left the kids there for at her parents to get babysat. And when they came back, they said, "We want to find the dog," and because the dog hadn't been around. And she said, "Well, I'll tell you what, we'll pull up to the field." And where we saw the dog earlier, and if we see him, you know, we'll maybe think about taking him home. And we had bad luck with pets up until that point, unfortunately. But so they pulled up alongside the field, and my wife opened up the side door, didn't even say a word, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the dog just came running up and ran right into the van and started to just lick everybody and was so happy to be with us, you know. I mean, you know, we didn't even call him. We hadn't even seen him around. And then, you know, we tried to find the owner, and we ended up finding the owner. We live near an Indian reservation, and this one guy who had the dog out there, we had found out that he had him tied to a tree, and he was digging holes all day long. And what they did... he lived with his mother, and his mother said, "You got to let that dog off the leash so he can get some exercise. So just let him run a little bit." Well, he ran and never turned back. And my wife was just exclaiming that, you know, he's his tail just wags nonstop, and I was just kind of saying that he just remembers where he used to be from and the good home that we gave him. He's the absolute best dog we've ever had. He's a lab. Black lab, and he's the most. I mean, we live in a village, and you know, we don't even have him on a leash ever. I could take him outside. He'll walk right by my side wherever we go, and the most loyal dog I've ever had. He's such a great dog.
Right. So there, that's a fantastic story. And so the purpose behind, you know, what I'm getting out of this, what I'm feeling on this, is the fact that where he was before, that was not his purpose. So when I talk about purpose, we're all brought down here, whether we're animals or whether we're humans, we're brought down for a purpose. And we're here to fulfill our purpose while we're here on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, animals, fortunately, are very focused on the purpose. That they're not. There's no obstruction to teach them that they should be doing other things and what their purpose is. So they're there to find their purpose. Unfortunately, as humans, we get off on other tracks called life and what we should be doing compared to actually what our purpose was. And the best we can hope is that.
Distracted.
it's exactly right, and these things get taught to us. We should act and do things a certain way. And in reality, the best we can hope for is that we get back on purpose and we actually fulfill our mission while we're here on this earth. And so this dog was in a place where he really wasn't supposed to be to begin with, and his purpose was to teach you that not all animals are the same, that the issues you had with animals in the past, the bad luck you had mentioned, you're not going to have with him. And his purpose was to teach you and to be with a family, to teach them that that an animal, a dog, can provide a lot of love, and there be not all of them are come with baggage, especially if they understand what their purpose is.
Yeah, we actually have another dog now, too. And this is he's also part black lab. He's got a lot of problems, though. He was found, left on the side of the road, left to die. He was about 6 weeks old. And a family had to... We have a great program up here called Precious Pups. It's a woman who kind of runs a kennel, and she takes in all the strays and finds them homes, and she never asks... You know, she's not like a kennel that asks for $300 when you take a dog or anything like that.
Right.
She will take donations, but it's not a prerequisite to taking an animal. She also has a program that she spays and neuters, animals for people that can't afford to.
Right.
That's fantastic.
Good work.
Yep. She's a wonderful, wonderful lady. We've done a lot of fundraisers with her and all that. And but this new dog, we've had him for about a little less than a year, and he's just terrible. Can't get him completely house trained. More recently, we had a lot of problems, and it was getting better. And now, more recently, it seems like every time we let him out, we try to keep it on a schedule, and we let both dogs out. They start playing, and he forgets to go to the bathroom, and he comes inside. And just yesterday, he actually went on my wife's foot.
Oh no!
So I don't know if there's anything we can do with that, but.
You can. One of the things you can do is you can have dedicated time for him as well. So if he's getting distracted by playtime, you can have communicate to him that this particular time is not playtime. It's actual time to go out and do your business.
Yeah.
We'll call it.
But he's a very, very jealous dog too. I mean, if I decide to pet the older dog that we've had a little while longer, the first one I was talking about, he'll come running and want to get in the middle of it. And he's definitely a jealous dog.
Oh, well, give them all love. There's plenty of love to go around, and I've got that with my schnauzers. If one gets something, the other one's going to have it.
Yep.
And even if it's something bad, it could be medication, the other one wants it too. They just don't want to be left out. So I think give it some time with this new animal. He's still trying to find his place within the family and figure out what his role is and where he fits in. You may want to, from time to time, let him out on his own to go do his business.
Right.
And then let him out with the other dog during playtime. May cause a little bit of disruption at first, but he'll understand what the difference is between going out and taking care of business compared to going out and playing.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking my call, Annette.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Appreciate it. Have a good time, guys.
All right.
Thanks.
You have a nice night.
You too.
Okay. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more animals to get to. I want to get to as many of them as we can in the remaining 20 minutes. So let's start with Boo, because this poor animal.
Mm. What a trooper, though. What a trooper.
Yeah.
If you want to tell the story behind it.
Yeah, she's Boo is Boo owns a girl called Amanda. Okay, and Boo is 11, and she's a kitty with a disability. She was born with weak front legs, so they don't work properly, as you can see in the pictures. I've had Boo since she was hours old, as her mother rejected her. She's been sick for the last couple of days. The vet believes it is gastritis and nothing too bad, but she also said that there's always a chance that it could be something else. I'd like to find out if she's okay emotionally, if she's in too much pain with her age and her disability, if she's sick or upset because of the new cat, if she has serious diseases, if she's happy, and what I can do to make her happier. Anything else you can tell me, I'd appreciate. I'm really worried about my little baby girl right now, and that's from Amanda.
Okay, wonderful. So Boo is definitely a trooper. I mean, to go through all the things that Boo has gone through and still be in the place that she's at today is quite remarkable. And she has a very strong spirit around her. She's here, just to let Amanda know, Boo is here to be a teacher. She wants to teach not only Amanda that Amanda has, that her role is a nurturer and to take care of not only Boo, but in general. So if Amanda, if you're listening, she wants you to know that your purpose really is to be the caretaker and to take care of people and animals and the things around you, and you should focus on that because that is something that you're very good at. That's a purpose that you have here, and you should try to fulfill that. So just like you've taken care of Boo and didn't discard her in her life, you should continue to focus on that. And the second part of Boo, she's here also to teach us all that, you know, these are beautiful creatures, no matter what they look like, no matter their size, shape, whatever it may be, or disabilities that they have, they are brought down here for a purpose. And it is up to us humans to recognize the beauty within them and help them fulfill that purpose while they're here. As far as the gastritis and the health issues going on right now, I'd keep a close eye on Boo. I think she's doing fine. She's feeling some stress right now, and that's what's causing her stomach problems. And I want to make sure that it doesn't develop into anything more, maybe some sort of a blockage or whatever it may be. I don't feel that's happening, but we've got to get her comfortable with what's going on because there's a lot happening in the household right now. She's still trying to figure out why the new cat was brought in. So I try to explain to Boo that it was not anything, you know, she's not a replacement cat or anything like that. She's just there to have enjoy the love that Boo has enjoyed. So I feel okay with Boo. We go back to what we talked about earlier with the, you know, if you're worried as their human companion, if you're worried about them or worried about things going on, if you have a lot of anxiety in your life, your animal's going to feel it also.
Right.
So try to get yourself in a good place, and that should help Boo out as well.
Right. Okay. Now, I hope that helps you, Amanda. And now we're going to move on to Sparky, the amazing wonder dog.
Wonder dog.
This is Mr. Gordon Lee's dog. They call him Sparky, the amazing wonder dog, because they're constantly amazed by him and are always wondering about him. So he says, Sparky thinks he's an alpha dog, and it's hard to tell when he's seriously angry and when he wants to play because both barks are the same, especially when other dogs are around. And he wants to know if you can tell the difference. Tell him to tell the difference, how to tell the difference.
You know, when looking at Sparky and talking to Sparky, he is a very bright boy. And so you want to give him challenges. That'll keep him happy, and that'll keep him, set up little games for him, set up little challenges, set up a little obstacle course in the backyard if he had that opportunity, and give him some challenges to fill, because he does want to show off. He does want to show you that, hey, look at all these great things I can do because I'm the smartest dog around.
Mm-hmm.
And now Sparky, he thinks he's a big dog. He keeps telling me big dog, big dog. And he doesn't view himself as, because if you look at the picture of Sparky, he looks like a nice mid-size black
like
lab.
Terrier mix. Kind of.
Yeah, exactly. But he thinks he's a big dog, and he doesn't see, when he's out there and maybe he's roughhousing it out with the other dogs or his bark is, you know, he seems to be a little bit more aggressive than usual, it's not the fact that he is he's angry or upset, or he's just basically thinks he's a big dog, so there are times he needs to act like he's a bigger dog. So he'll play a little bit more aggressive. He'll, you know, be a little bit more talkative verbally. He'll do some things that, you know, to establish himself. But he's,
so in other words, the dog has a very healthy ego.
Very healthy ego. You know, that's exactly a great way to put it, Annette. He's very strong, very easy, very bright. He's very intelligent. He likes challenges. And, you know, if you put him out there with the big, you know, dogs that are physically bigger than him in size, he won't care because he thinks he's the biggest dog around.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That works for me. I think seriously, if the dog ever did actually get angry and bark in warning or alarm, Mr. Lee would be able to tell the difference, right?
Yes. If you're in tune with your animal, you'll be able to tell what they're trying to tell you, what they're trying to say. And with him, you'll know. He'll become his personality will be changed. You know, he'll be more frantic. If there's something going on that's upsetting him, he'll be a little bit more aggressive, but not in a playful way. He's liable to check, if he's a protector of the house, he's liable to check all windows and all areas of the house in a more frantic motion. So if he's really upset, you'll be able to tell the big difference between him being sort of a rough houser when he's playing and barking compared to when he has actually got some aggression. And just stay in tune with your animals. They'll let you know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, I just don't think that Mr. Lee has actually seen the dog be angry ever. Not
I don't,
really.
You know, I don't get an anger bone out of him.
Yeah.
Sort of say, yeah, he's just not that personality. Now, I'm not saying he won't get that way. I mean, if he feels threatened or if he feels the family's threatened, you know, Mr. Lee's threatened, then yeah, he's liable to get that way. But I don't see any aggression. Don't get feelings of that. And what he's telling me is that he's just, whenever he does get a little bit more anxious, he's just there as a playful nature. He's not there to, he doesn't feel anger and doesn't feel any discourse either. He's not upset about anything.
Okay. Now, I hope that helped you out, Mr. Lee. Now, let's move on to Vanessa's two dogs. If we can we squeeze them both? We got three more dogs to get to, two dogs and a cat. Do we have time in 13 minutes or... I can actually extend the show by a little bit if you'd rather, so we can go ahead and make sure we have enough time.
Well, we can try to tackle them, see if we can get the best answers, and by all means, I'll be glad to, even after the show, to answer any questions. You can feed them through Annette, and I'll be glad to answer any questions if I didn't get to all the information that you're wanting from your animal.
Okay. Now, Vanessa has two dogs. One is called Eli Johnson. He's... Yeah, both her dogs have last names. I know.
Isn't that great? I thought you only gave them last names. It's like our middle names. Whenever they say your middle name, you know you're in trouble. So.
Yeah, really. Really. Okay, so let's see. He's a very smart dog. He shuts the door when he's done doing his business outside. And she wants to know if he gets upset or jealous when their grandbaby is over and how he feels about the new dog.
Inherited
from her dad.
Right. So Eli's telling me that, I mean, he's very, he's the showman. He likes showing off. As we know terriers like to perform to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
So that's wonderful, wonderful family dogs as well. And he's kind of unsure. I'm curious about, I don't know the information about the new grandbaby, but he's real curious about that and why the grandbaby's there.
Okay.
He's not upset about it, but it's more like he's just curious why is this new human
here? Is that
here?
Thing here?
Yeah, exactly. Because wasn't I entertaining you enough? So he's not upset about it. He's just real. I think you sit down and talk to him about it. And obviously, what I would encourage you to do early on is try to, when the baby is there, the child is there, try to get him introduced with Eli and get both of them comfortable with each other. And I'm not saying necessarily set them side by side with each other, but, you know, let Eli know it's okay to be there when the baby's around and get the kid comfortable with Eli as early as you can. But I would definitely try to explain to Eli what this whole new thing's about, why this baby's here, and what its role is going to be and why Eli can actually help out in that situation and even be more spectacular than he already is.
Okay.
And with the dog that came in from that was her father's dog, he's going to be okay with that. He's still trying to figure out once again what the purpose is. Why is this other dog here? So I'd make sure that I was telling Eli that you're not bringing new energies into his life, whether it's in a form of a dog or whether it's in the form of a child. You're not bringing him in because he wasn't entertaining enough. He wasn't loving enough. It was the fact of, you know, that's the situation. You have kids and you got to bring them into the life, and obviously people transition, so we got to have to be able to take care of their pets as well.
Right. So she sits down with Eli and explains to him that the other dog's owner, which was her dad, passed away, and she just needed somebody to take care of her, and that's why she's there.
Exactly, exactly, and that Eli can actually help give love to Shia?
Shia Tatlow is the name.
Yeah, Shia Tatlow.
Anyway.
Exactly, so Eli can actually be there helping Shia through her situation, getting adjusted to her new home and family. And so Eli can provide a very important role.
Right, okay. Okay, and Shia Tatlow is her other dog, the one that she inherited from her dad. He wanted to make sure she had the best life. He knew I could give that to her. She's almost five. Does my dad communicate to me through her?
Yeah, this is really, and my you know, condolences go out. My father actually passed away on February 1st this year. So, you know, I know what you must be feeling. My father had a nice transition in his sleep, so it was very peaceful for him, and I know he's in a wonderful place, wonderful energy right now. But the interesting thing is, I can tell you that whenever you transition over, the people that transition over will actually keep a very close eye on what things are going on around in their human form, in their earth surroundings, the people they still know here on Earth. They'll keep a very close eye on them. So when you talk about your father talking through the dog to you, he's not entering the dog to communicate to you, but what he's doing is he is around in that energy form. He's making sure that you're okay with Shia, and Shia's doing okay with you guys, and that everything is, he's there to assist you. So if you're feeling the presence of your father around, I can tell you that that presence is there, and it's very strong. And it's not one of those things where he's hanging around because he hasn't transitioned. He has. He's gone into energy and is doing well. But he wants to make sure he's checking in periodically to make sure that he's left everything like he had planned when he left this plane and his body.
Okay. Now, is there anything that she can do with the new dog with Shia to help her transition into her household that she hasn't done already?
Right. The key thing is it's all love.
Right.
It's all love. And if she is actually feeling, if she's thinking of her father often, which I'm sure she is, and she's feeling her father's presence, and if she's feeling that emotional tug from the recent transition, share that with Shia. Because Shia's feeling it too. Shia's wanting, you know, really, you know, feels the heartache because, you know, she lost her, Shia lost the human companion. So share that time and now form that bond between the two of you, that love bond, just by petting and loving and thinking about the person you both loved.
Okay. Now we have one more animal to get to, and that's the cat Molly. But before we do that, I want you to go ahead because we're going to go off the air before we're done with Molly, I think. So go ahead and give your website again, your contact information. Tell people where to find you.
Yes, by all means. So the website is wagging-tails.com. So it's wagging-tales.com. And check it out. It has all the you can go on there also and sign up for my newsletter. I put out a bi-monthly newsletter, and I can send you information about appearances that I'm doing in public as well as over the radio and other events. So if you want to keep abreast of what Tim Link of Wagging Tails, the animal communicator, is doing, then I would love that. I'd love to be able to share with you all what's going on.
All right. And there's also also information on there about the, his fees and how you'll work that out should you decide to hire Tim. You can also check out my website. It's www.mytarotdreams.com. At mytarotdreams.com, our aim is to help you live the life of your dreams. Now, I have a link to Tim's website on my host channel page here on Blog Talk Radio. That address is www.blogtalkradio.com/Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E. So check that all out. And I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you all next week. And in the meantime, let's talk about Molly. She's our last animal. She's a cat. She owns a lady called Stephanie.
Right.
Because, you know, people own dogs, but cats own people. So, this we know, right?
This is true.
Okay, this is Molly. I've had her for about 2 years. She was given to me by a coworker because she hissed at him too much. He told me he originally found her in a parking lot. My question is, did anything happen to Molly before that could have made her an angry cat? And if so, what? And apparently Molly is very dual in nature. She can be very loving 1 minute and then hissing and spitting at you.
Yeah. Molly wants, you know, we tend to think cats also, you know, like to do their own thing. They'll come when they want and they'll go when they want. And that's very true. And with Molly, it's even more true. You know, she wants to give the love when she wants to, and otherwise she wants to be left alone. And so I think we have to honor that. She did have a tough life. She didn't show up in that parking lot by accident. She was left there. Owner didn't have room for her and didn't want her to begin with. I get the impression what she's shown me, there's actually been multiple people in her life sort of handed down from one to another, and then eventually just dropped off. So my suggestion to you with Molly is to give her time, give her space. When she comes around, give her love. Otherwise, don't expect, you know, her to mold into what you want her to be. She's if she ever becomes a lap cat, it's going to be much further down the line. And just even through my own experiences with animals, sometimes it takes several years when you brought in an animal that's had some challenges in their life before you've brought them into your home. It takes several years for them to get real comfortable with everything. So just be patient. She seems to be very happy with where she's at. Just allow her to come around at her own time. Don't be too concerned about the hissing. It's just her way of, you know, putting her fences back up or putting her walls back up when she feels kind of upset about things.
Okay. And so, yeah, it's just her defense mechanism when she starts to feel a little vulnerable or like
exactly.
She's getting too close because she's so used to being moved on.
Wonderful way to put it, Annette. That's exactly right. So it's not defensive. She feels threatened necessarily, but it is that vulnerability. She wants to make sure that, you know, whenever she gets to relax, she's going to get a little tense from time to time and sort of wake up out of it and say, whoa, got to make sure I'm protecting myself. And over time, that'll come down. Those walls will start to chip away a little bit. She'll get more and more comfortable with you and get a little more comfortable with her surroundings, and eventually maybe other people that are in the household or in the life, you know, get a little bit more comfortable with that as well. So don't push the issue. She'll come around in time. Just be patient. She's a good kitty, so just, work within her realm.
Okay. Okay, and I've got one more question about my dog, if you can tune back in the copter for a minute. He's also has to get into the middle. Me and my daughter, we're very affectionate with each other. We're always hugging and kissing each other.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we do, he jumps in the middle. So does he feel like he's trying to protect us? Or
no, he wants in on the love. Who wouldn't want to be part of that love? Yeah, he wants in the middle. Are you kidding me? He wants in the middle of that because he wants to be the meat in the sandwich. What better place to be than he has his two most important people in his life are right there, and he's right in the middle sharing that love, and you guys have that heart connection. And Yeah, no, he wants to be right there in the middle of that. So, you know, I'm sure he'll always come around and push himself in the middle, but if he's not, pick him up and bring him in the middle. That's a great way to share some love.
Okay, all right, we can do that. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, Tim. You've been delightful, and I definitely want to schedule another show with you sometime.
Yeah, well, definitely, I'm definitely up for that, Annette. I appreciate it, and I enjoyed talking to you and all your wonderful listeners out there, and I'd be glad to join you back. So let's make a date.
All right, we'll do it. Now, it's not going to have to be next week like we were talking about earlier, but because I was just afraid we weren't going to be able to get to all the animals that were sent in today. But we did, so yay us.
Yeah.
And so next time, we'll schedule something maybe for next month.
That sounds good. Shoot me over some dates that you're thinking about, and I will check the old calendar, and we'll get it booked in early and let your listeners know, so that way we can get some more pictures and more people on the phone and see if we can help them out.
All right. Excellent. Okay, so thank you, Tim. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. I will see everybody next week, next Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. I'll be here. Bye.